Welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Rick Samprin here. Hamilton enters the bye week on a season-opening three-game losing streak, and Ticats fans are not happy at all. The Fifth Quarter Podcast kicks off now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It is driven by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you. 0-3. Let that just sink in as the Tiger Cats just played their home opening game after two very difficult games on the road and are going into the bye week without a check mark in the win column. I'm not liking how that is marinating in the old cranium. We're gonna have you vent. This is the opportunity for you to vent your frustration, your thoughts on this Ticats team, on this massively underachieving Ticats team. If you're new to the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can call me at 905-645-3221. Use that number on our text line as well, 905-645-3221. Send me an email. Already got more than a dozen email coming in. rick@900chml.com. On Twitter, there are two ways to connect with us in the Twitterverse, at am900chml or at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. And we're also live on CHML's Facebook page as well. Here's what I want to get to before I let you unload. Another awful game top to bottom. Another horrendous first half. Down 21-9 to an Alouettes team that managed just 19 points in a win against Ottawa a couple of weeks ago. Hamilton has been outscored in the first half 72-19. I thought their start was okay. I'd say solid. You're up 6-0, two decent drives. Yeah, they should have gotten to the end zone at least one of those times. But at least they had the lead. At least things were looking promising. And then the wheels fell off when Chandler Worthy returned a punt for a 77-yard score, and Montreal rolled from there. The offensive game plan tonight, putrid. Long bombs and field goals. That's not going to win you many ball games. Very many extended drives offensively. Second down was a mess. 9 of 20 tonight for the Tiger Cats. Defensively, especially in the first half, poor tackling, horrible coverage in the secondary, way too many second down conversions allowed by this Ticats D. Special teams, you give up a punt return for touchdown. Something did not go right on the night, and I know there should have been a blocking in the back penalty. But regardless of that, this team just was not good enough tonight, and again lost the turnover battle, and big time. 5 turnovers tonight for the Tiger Cats. So I've said my piece, and at the end of the day, just not good enough. Not even close, to be honest. And so we're entering the bye. And before the guys in the Ticats Audio Network spoke with Coach Orlando Steinauer, I think they were in agreement that, you know, this is probably not a good time for the bye week. You want to get back on the field right away. You want to right the wrongs that this team has been, well, displaying before us. They asked that question of Coach O, and he said, quote, "We've got the right people here. We're not good enough. The bye week couldn't come at a better time." And so that signifies two things for me. Number one, they're going to use this week to figure out what in the heck is going on. Or number two, and I'm sure a lot of you are going to mention this, changes will be made. And to be honest, to be 100% perfectly honest with all of you, given what we have known over the last number of years, I do not expect a major change. I do not expect a major change to be made during this bye week. So if you want to talk about firing Tommy Condell, which we've had this conversation many times, I'm not going to stop you from doing that. Go ahead and do it. And that might happen. I just don't think that's going to be the case. Mark Washington, don't think he's going anywhere as DC. You're not going to turf Jeff Reinbold. And I don't think the head coach is going anywhere. I don't see a major change. Don't see a major change with this team. I could be wrong. It's the fifth quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford. You're listening to 900 CHML. I've said my piece. Time for you now to... I'm expecting to unload. 905-645-3221. That's the call-in line. That is the text line. 905-645-3221. *9900 on your cell phone. Email rick@900chml.com. We're also on CHML's Facebook page. And we're in the Twitterverse, @RickSamprin, @AM900CHML. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. I will start with a tweet, this one from Andy. Towards the end of the game, game over, Schiltz threw two of those gifts tonight. One of them returned for, I think it was a 71-yard touchdown. Right now, we're the worst team in the East, says Andy. Perhaps in the league other than Edmonton. Embarrassing given the Grey Cup is in the hammer. Things are not going according to plan for the Tiger Cats after 3 weeks of play. All right, to the phones we go. Colton is first off the hop. Colton has been waiting for nearly an hour. Colton, good evening. How are you? Hey, Colton, turn down or turn off your radio.
Hi, sorry, Rick.
Hey, no problem. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't want to, like, I know what you said. I don't want to talk about the OC or anything. I just think it's just, this is just frustrating all around, to be honest. Like, I don't know really what to say. Like, we should be doing better than we are, and it's frustrating that we're not. I think that, like, the one thing I will say, though, is if you have Tom Brady and Terrell Owens.
Hey, Colton, I think we lost you. Let's put Colton on hold and see if we can get him back here. Colton, you still with us? No, he's done. Well, he was just getting to some juicy stuff, I think. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell. Brendan has called into the program. Hello, Brendan. Welcome to the fifth quarter.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
I am befuddled. How are you?
You know, 0-3 equals OMG. God, can I say more?
What would you change?
I don't know, but that defeatist attitude from Coach O in that post game, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, the defense really woke up in the fourth there. Tad Leron, what a beauty he always is, right? Can't go wrong with a D man like that. But you know what I mean? It looks like we're more hugging than tackling on the D ends there, the DBs. It looks like a horror show, Rick.
It is bad. Are you expecting any changes, like serious big-time changes?
You know, it sucks with the bye week being right now because normally you would expect that to be like a mid-season type of thing when you can make those changes. But this is week three, and all this optimism that the coaches are putting out, you know, you kind of want to buy in a bit, but it's kind of hard to when you look at the product on the field.
Well, I don't mind the dejection that we saw from Coach O because, hey, his emotions are raw. They just got pummeled at home in their home opener on a dreary night. Things are not looking up. But in the same sense, we all know it's a long season. This team was 0-4 last year and made the playoffs. It's the season's not over. But they got to play a lot better if they want to make the playoffs.
That's for sure, especially like losing against the Argos like that. Like that's not a good time for anyone in Hamilton. I know that.
Not at all.
I'm in Calgary currently right now, but, you know, I'm from the North End. Like, shout out to Uncle John in Burlington. You know him probably.
Hey, Brendan, who is your player of the game tonight?
My player of the game? I mean, on the Ticats?
Yeah, well, anybody.
Ted Laurent.
Teddy Laurent, big Teddy.
He's doing that little dance with them, you know what I mean? He's grabbing those wheels or whatever they're doing. I like that.
I gotcha. He looked
strong towards the end, but they at the beginning, the D ends, that's the thing. The DBs, that's where we're having the issues. We're just letting everything slide through, and then we're throwing picks like Dane Evans is throwing the ball again.
Shots fired. Brendan, I appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, brother. It's good to talk to you, Rick.
And you as well. Thank you for calling. And that is an opportunity for you to call in at 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell phone. You can also send me a text, 905-645-3221. Email rick@900chml.com. Let's get to some emails, because there's like 100 emails here. I truth be told, I got this one before the game ended. And I thought this was one of the funniest emails I have ever received on the show, perhaps in broadcasting history, at least from my perspective. Comes from Andrew, and the subject line is, I hate sports, and the only word in the email is sad. Andrew, we're sending you some love. It's not the end of the world. We feel your pain. I was going to say there's always next week, but it's the bye week, but there's always a couple of weeks from now. We'll see how they do against Ottawa. Email from Ken. Hey, Rick, another tough one tonight. I'm a diehard fan and will be till the end. It's not easy watching the team struggle like this. The Cats have a newer stadium and the improved facilities that come with it. They have a solid fan base and they have the financial support, but they just can't seem to get it done. I'm not giving up on them this season, not even close, but man, things have to change. Ken writes, one of the things I noticed tonight is that all of the QBs we've had recently have made similar bad plays in the red zone, often going for the long throws in the offensive zone. The similar play styles, regardless of the quarterback over the past few years, are a big part that's leading to our demise. Let's just send Tommy Condell packing and get some fresh offensive plays happening. Oski, wee-wee, player of the game, the fans, for sitting in the rain watching that horrendous performance. That email from Ken. I think his sentiments will be shared by many here tonight. Let's go back to the phones. Again, 905-645-3221. Todd is calling into the program. Todd, welcome to the fifth quarter.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just a little frustrated again. Obviously, again, we got another blowout 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, what do you think the issue is, Todd?
I'm at the point where I think it's coaching, to be honest with you. I think we had this conversation last year. I was calling for our OC's head at, I think it was week four after we went into a bye week also. And we still got the same offensive coordinator and we still got the same problems. Quarterbacks aren't moving the ball. Like, is it the quarterback? I don't think so. How many quarterbacks are we going to go through?
We've had several quarterbacks, a number of offensive line configurations, a number of differing running backs, new receivers each and every year. It seems to be the same old, same old.
Yeah, and these injuries that we're getting, like, every year, like, we're injured. Like, I don't know, like, are we practicing too hard? Like, what's happening here? Like, I know every team goes through it, but it's like every year it seems like this team is beat up. Like, we're only in week three here, going into week four, and half our team's on the IR right now.
Ticats have 11 players on the six-game injured list, two players on the one game. That is unbelievable. At this point, it's week three.
Yeah, and, you know, and our big-name quarterback we just brought in, he's on the six-game IR right now. Like, it's just getting, it's going from bad to worse, I feel. And I think it's coaching. I think in 2019 when Coach O took over, he was handed a Grey Cup team. They were ready to win the Grey Cup. Yeah, they went in, they lost to Winnipeg. Well, they didn't even show up to that Grey Cup. But I feel like we've just went downhill ever since. And it's just been happening slowly. And this offseason, we've seen it. Like, I don't think we did anything fantastic this offseason, if anything. I think we got rid of some defensive players that we shouldn't have. And it's starting to show in our backfield. Like, they're just lighting us up.
Hey, Todd, who's your player of the game tonight?
I don't have a player of the game. I'm going to give it to the fans for sitting there in the rain and watching this one.
Yeah, they certainly deserve kudos. Thanks, Todd. Have a great one.
Yeah, cheers.
905-645-3221. Couple votes for fans. I didn't even give my player of the game tonight. I was going to give it to Cody Fajardo, who I thought, you know, had a pretty solid game tonight. A couple of touchdowns. You know, he had a couple of good first down runs through for, what, 285 yards? 292, 19 of 25, you know, six incompletions in the game. Not bad. I'll give it to Tim White, though. His best game of the year, seven catches, targeted 12 times, 143 receiving yards, also a season high. Tim White, my player of the game. We want your votes for player of the game. We want your thoughts on tonight's game and this season thus far. What are some of the changes you will want to see during this bye week? Does someone need to go? Do they have to do something differently? 905-645-3221, star 9900. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
It's where Ticats fans come together. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Schultz wears number 18. He's got the tinted visor. High snap, fakes the pitch to Butler. Now he's back to pass, and he's going deep. Tim Wade has it. He's at the 35, the 30, the 25, makes a move. He's inside the 20. That chemistry between Tim Wade and Matt Schultz is on display early with the big play.
Lots of excitement on that big play, a 61-yarder, the biggest play of the season in terms of yardage for the Tiger Cats, although it only translated into a game-opening field goal for the Ticats, and they only managed four field goals throughout the game, all off the foot of Mark Leggio, and the Ticats lose big in their home opener, 38-12. Montreal 2-0, tops in the East. Hamilton 0-3. Last in the East Division. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. You can chime in on your thoughts on the game, your thoughts on this season. What changes, if any, do you expect? 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell phone. Although, the phone lines right now are jam-packed. We have Brian, Bob, Catherine, Corey, and Terry. We're going to get to all of you guys before this show is said and done. We have a host of tweets to get to as well, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. We're on CHML's Facebook page as well. Got some messaging to get to as there as well there. And the email, rick@900CHML.com. Let's get to one email before we get back to the phone. Steve writes, greetings and Oski Wee Wee salutations to Ticats fans everywhere, Rick. If there was any lingering doubts that the Ticats will have some challenges this season, I think we have a lot more clarity. The Cats need much more than home field advantage to resolve the issues on both sides of the ball. What is the solution in your opinion? Player of the game, Jeff Reinbold, for last week's facepalm on the sideline. LOL, Steve from Niagara Falls. The solution, in my opinion, is play the game a lot better than it has been played. There's two solutions here. That, play better, come out strong, play 60 minutes. I know it's a cliche, but we can't have these lulls. You can't give a team seemingly first down after first down on all these second and long plays. I mean, that just can't continue. Having these first halves in which they're outscored 72-19 at this point can't happen. Got to play better. The other part of the equation, and this is when the other shoe at some point is going to have to drop if this continues, and that is changes. And so whether that's offensive coordinator or someone else on the coaching staff, the changes have to be made. Right now, offensively, they're not nearly good enough to win a ball game. I'm sorry, they are not. And defensively, if you're giving up 38 points a game or 42, you're probably not going to win a lot of games. Each and every game this week or this year, it's been 30 plus. You're not going to win a lot of games giving that amount of points. 905-645-3221, star 9900. Brian has been waiting patiently on the line. Brian, welcome to the fifth quarter.
Hi, Rick.
What are your thoughts on tonight's game and this season thus far?
Well, I just like to hear a lot of people stop taking the blame off Dane Evans, because obviously he wasn't the problem. And he's 28 years old, and our quarterback now is in his mid-30s. And I think I'd rather stick with the guy who's a little younger and get a new offensive coordinator than try and say that some guy that's been a backup for the last couple of years is going to come in here and solve all our problems.
That's a very good point. I mean, what is the expectation of Matt Schultz? I think we're all optimistic in what he can do. But really, this was his ninth start in the CFL.
Yeah, I love the way he gets rid of the ball quick. But maybe it's like all our other quarterbacks. Maybe it's the plays that are called and not the actual quarterback. Like, when are we going to – like, Steinhauer hung Evans out to dry. No explanation, no nothing. He's gone. We're not bringing him back. No, he didn't even come out and publicly say why he did that. And the guy came in his first season in the CFL and without a training camp took the team to the Grey Cup. So all of a sudden now he's the the reason that we're not winning. It's not the coaching. It's not personnel. And all of a sudden now he doesn't know how to play quarterback in the CFL.
Well, it's a very good point. I mean, let's not forget, too, that Dane was having a lot of turnover issues. And head coach Orlando Steiner in the front office saw an opportunity in Bo Levi Mitchell and what he has done in the league and thought this is going to be an upgrade. And right now, it has not translated into that.
Why is it we were dominating in the first half of those games and then the second half of all our games last season, we fell apart? Was that nothing to do with the coaching? We didn't have the adjust. We didn't make any adjustments at halftime. All of a sudden, he can quarterback in the CFL and get a big lead, and all of a sudden in the second half, he can't do anything. But it's not the team's, the coaching's fault. It's the player's fault.
Well, I say it goes hand in hand. I think it's both their fault. I think it's not making the adjustments, and the player's not executing. And sometimes it's, you know, you can put more of the blame on the coaches. Some games you can put more blame on the players.
I think most of the time it was like poor field position because we weren't moving the ball that we were in the first quarter, the first half. So I don't know. And I like that I forget his name. I think his name is Brandon. He said, we're doing more hugging than tackling. If I see another defensive back tackling above the waist, when they know that they have to hit below the waist, just tie the guy up. Like, give me a break.
It would make a good drinking game. I know that, Brian. Who's your player of the game tonight?
That's a good question.
I hate to stump you.
I hate to, because I know they were out there trying their best. I guess you have to give it to White. He had those two big catches. If we score on those two first possessions, probably a different game.
You know what? Funny you mention that. There are too many ifs this season. You know, if they don't turn the ball over in the red zone against the Argos in week two, that's a different game. If they show up in the first half against Winnipeg, maybe that's a different game. Ifs don't get you the W's. That's the thing.
I agree. I don't know. The play calling after the long pass to White, who knows? I'd be looking for another offensive coordinator, but it's not going to happen.
I don't think so either. Brian, appreciate the call.
Bye.
That leaves room for you, 905-645-3221. Let's get to a quick email. This one coming in from, I don't have a name. Oh, Lance, pardon me. Lance says, not only did our offense not show up again, we didn't get the drone show. Yes, Lance, that was canceled due to the weather, but my guess is also canceled due to the bad effort on the field. And the organization thought, no one's going to stick around for this. It's raining. We got pummeled. Let's just cancel it. I'm sure it was a rain. Randy on email. Good evening, Rick, and happy Friday. A not-so-happy night on the field. This game was very problematic. The secondary kept getting burned, and our coverage was poor. The Alouettes' Austin Mack tearing up the field. The Cats' defense getting beaten all game, although some good quarterback sacks by the Ticats. In that regard, it was 3-3, by the way, Montreal and Hamilton on sacks. Randy writes, Matthew Schiltz was overthrowing his receivers all game. He definitely looked rusty. A horrible game by Matt Schiltz. Zero red zone. He also faced a tough Al's defense. Not much room to move on kick returns for Lawrence Woods. There are big issues, and now an 0-3 record. I do not see much success this season without some major changes. I will give kudos to Duke Williams and Mark Leggio. My player of the game is for the Cats, who's Mark Leggio. He added all of the needed points on the board. How about signing and suiting up Speedy B? We're now 0-3 and not where we need to be. Some huge adjustments required. A downer of a game. Have a great weekend, Randy, in Oakville. All right, back to the phones we go, and Bob has been patiently waiting on the line. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Rick?
I'm okay.
Nice to talk to you.
Listen, yeah, thanks for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. You know, I'm thinking from 1999, we won the Grey Cup, we got Danny Mac as our quarterback. Since then, we've had Jason Moss. When we got him, I'm excited. I'm excited we got him. He didn't work out. We got Casey Printers. Weren't you excited when we got him?
I was off the charts excited.
Me too. Stunk.
He didn't fare too well.
No. And then we go, I don't know, Henry Burris, Kevin Glenn.
Hey, Henry Burris and Kevin Glenn were pretty good.
They were okay, but did they lead us to where we want to be?
Not exactly.
Anyway, no. Anyway, you know what? This team's a bad team, Rick. I hate to say it. You know what? I think they made a mistake.
How so? What mistake did they make?
I think they made a mistake getting rid of Dane. I really do. And I think it's the same mistake that they made when they got rid of Calvillo and on and on. And you know what? I think, if memory serves me correctly, Dane, God love him, he had some mental health issues or whatever last year. And, you know, maybe somebody should have put their arm around him and said, okay, no problem. You know what, Dane? He brought us to 15-3 in 99 or whatever it was, 219. We're going to stick with you another year. Instead, they say, hey, let's go with Bo. Like, they're smarter than Huffnagel and Dickinson. How many mistakes have those guys made, Rick?
Not very many over the years, I'll tell you that.
Not many. When they say this guy's done, he's done. And here we are. And this guy plays two games for us. Now he's injured, six-game injury list. And even when he played with us those two games, he didn't look all that good, you know. I would take Dane over what he did those two games. Do you agree or disagree?
You know what? Knowing what we know about Dane in his Ticats tenure, I would say I would take Dane over Bo right now. To be honest, even if Bo was healthy, knowing what we know, because Dane you knew was going to be on the field. And you knew more often than not what you were going to get. I think Bo right now is a big question mark.
Yeah. Why didn't somebody in the organization just put his arm around Dane and say, you know what, Dane? Yeah, you had a baby. You had this and that. Whatever his issue was. But you know what? We're going to stick with you another year.
Well, they did offer him support. You know, I'll come to the defense of the organization.
No. I don't disagree with you there, Rick. I don't. I know they did. I don't disagree with you. They did give him that support last year, and he came out and he gave kudos to whoever it was. But why in God would they have done that to him?
And football's a cutthroat industry. You know that, Bob.
No, it is. And he's going to come back and bite our... But you know what? We're not a good team. And you know what? I think we've got to get rid... And I hate to say it because I love Steinauer, but I don't think he's a coach. I really don't. And what is all this president football operation? You know what I need? I need a general manager, a head coach, and let's go. You know this guy, this receiver that the Alouettes had, I think number 81. I don't know his name. But he made some big plays today.
That was Austin Mack, yeah.
That's him. You know what? Free agency day. I'm a CFL fan. I love it. Cut me. I bleed black and gold. CFL day. I'm all set up, ready to go, watching. You know what happened on CFL day or on free agent day? The Alouettes threw the keys on the table, said, we're out of here. But look at the team they built, Rick. Right?
They're 2-0. They're much better than us. Bob, we got to go. But who's your player of the game?
For the Tiger Cats?
And it could be a Montreal player.
I'll tell you who my player of the game is, Rick. My player of the game is CHML Radio and the fifth quarter because I love you guys.
I appreciate that, Bob. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great night and a great evening. And I apologize for cutting you off there. I thought you were done. We have Corey, Catherine, Terry on the line. A number of emails, texts, tweets, Facebook messages. Haven't even started on that. We'll get to them all next year on the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Flint, high punt. Worthy waits for it at his own 35. There's flags. He gets to the outside. This is dangerous. Worthy's across midfield, the 50, the 40, the 45. He's got blocking help. He is off to the end zone. It's a punt return touchdown for Chandler Worthy.
Welcome back to the fifth quarter. It's powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. Rick Samprin with you. Oh, 38-12. What a beatdown at the hands of the Montreal Alouettes, who are now 2-0, top spot in the East. Hamilton 0-3. They turned the ball over five times tonight. Montreal with a big fat donut in that category. Hamilton just could not get into the end zone. All 12 of their points coming off the leg of Mark Leggio. And now into the bye week, winless and searching for answers. Your thoughts on tonight's game, your thoughts on this Ticats team right now. You can conjure up your thoughts, vote for your player of the game as well. On Twitter, at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin, use the hashtag fifth quarter. Bruce has done that. He says, embarrassing game. How long have fans called for Condell's firing? How long are they going to keep the same playbook? Until both these things change, nothing else will also. At AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin on Twitter. Adam says, disgusting, especially celebrating sacks down double digits. We saw that in the end zone. Bill says, Ticats won't make any staff changes. Pro football is like a cult, and coaches don't like to admit that they've made a hiring mistake. But starting essentially two rookie cornerbacks was not wise, and Adeleke must be hurt because he's a shadow of the player he has been. No leadership. Ticats now 0-3. Here's Dave on Twitter. Bye week coming up with Hamilton hosting the Grey Cup. Changes need to be made tomorrow in attempt to save the season. Start with Tommy Condell. And Burn the Louvre says, at this point, I think it's the only option. Schultz has been in the system for 2 years now, and sure, he's made a couple of good plays, but also struggled. And if Bo Levi can't make your offense successful, I mean, at a certain point, it's not the player's fault. Now, let's go back to the phones at 905-645-3221. Terry has been waiting a while. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. Hello, Terry.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing too well. I disappointed in tonight's game. As far as changes, yes, they need a lot of changes. Steinauer has made boneheaded decisions this year, last year. He made one tonight on the quarterback ran the ball and he threw a flag and wanted roughing the quarterback. He didn't even pass the ball. He was running the ball. How can you go on and make a decision like that? It's ridiculous. Steinauer is not a coach. Is Scott Milanovic still with this team?
He is, yep.
Okay. They need to make him coach. Put Steinauer upstairs. Get him off the field as the coach. Condell's got to go. I've been saying for 3 years Condell's got to go. He's the worst OC in the CFL. And this organization hangs on to the bum. His play calling is high school caliber. We have no offensive line. They pick up Joe Figueroa, who's had his day. They got Van Ziel on the other end, who's 39 years old. He was good in his day. He's done. You can't have Hamilton fix up these old guys, has-beens. They've got to get some guys and get to build an offensive line. BC last night, you watched that game with BC and Winnipeg, hell of a game. BC's got a big line. They protected the quarterback. Hamill's offensive line is terrible. Our defensive line, we don't blitz. I don't know, maybe Washington needs to go too, because we just can't seem to stop the other team, put it that way. But there's definitely got to be changes. They can't wait till after Labor Day. They got to do it now.
Hey, Terry, who is your... I was just going to say, who's your player of the game tonight?
The player of the game tonight, the fans. But one other point I want to make, everybody's picking Tim White. Tim White made two good catches. Yes, but we should have had touchdowns. And after what Tim White did in Toronto by punching his own team player in the face, on the field, was a disgrace. And if there was any discipline on this team, Steinauer would have benched his ass. And he didn't. So Steinauer's got no discipline. He wants to be a nice guy. This team is in trouble unless they make some changes tomorrow. Player of the game, the fans for watching this crap tonight.
Terry, I appreciate your raw emotion and your honesty with us tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Terry, not pulling any punches. I can't say he's wrong. What kind of discipline did Tim White face? And what kind of discipline is Chris Edwards going to face, who I thought went over the line tonight? And if you missed it, game ends, final whistle goes, he goes to shake Austin Mack's hand and instead pushes him to the ground. I mean, that's grade five stuff. That's not pro football stuff. Stuart on CHML's Facebook page. This is Stuart from Brooklyn, New York. This is an embarrassment on all different levels. We never had an elite QB. It's the turnovers and the pass rush. This is the oldest team. I'm the CFL with a rich history, and you're embarrassing yourself. It's all on the coaching staff. We can still turn it around now that we have a bye week. Stuart is looking for some changes in the bye. Ian says, I called in last week and said we need to push the panic button. This is not a good team. Also on CHML's Facebook page, Angela, O-line has been horrible. That doesn't help in the red zone. Argos had similar issues last season until they signed Ryan Hunter. You can make your voice heard on CHML's Facebook page as well, on Twitter, at AM900CHML, on email, rick@900CHML.com, where Angelo writes, we are the laughingstock of the CFL. We are watching a high school team on a weekly basis. No accountability, no nothing. This group represents the Hamilton Tiger Cats. It's sickening, I tell you. This is hard to watch, Rick. I believe they will go winless this year. I'm so peed off. What do these guys do for 3 hours every day? I'm out. Ange. Wow, Ange is out. Winless? Oh, that can't happen. We won't take that. Steven in Penticton, BC. Greetings, Rick. I have to say, I'm really stuck for words. Coach O needs to go upstairs. He has lost this team. And the sooner our OC hits his head on the door on the way out, the better. Player of the game, the Ticats fans that sat through that garbage. Best regards, Stephen in BC. One more email before we go back to the phones, because I know we still have, three callers in the line here. Hi, Rick, another brutal first half. A punt return touchdown, a receiver jogging into the end zone, and a feeble attempt at a tackle, an interception return deep into the red zone. Offense limited to field goals, and we're down 21-9 at the break. Better than 29-4 or 22-6 like the first two games, but still really demoralizing for the players and especially the fans. This emailer says, I thought Schultz was ready to start. Seems I was mistaken. Other than Duke Williams, the whole team looked flat. He said last week going 0-3 wasn't an option. Looks like you were mistaken too. Yes, I was. Let's hope the bye week gives the team and coaches time to make some corrections, and we don't want another 0-4 start this year. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. I also said this team would be 8-3 on Labor Day. That's not going to happen either, is it? This team's not winning 8 straight games. Not even close. Might not win 8 games all year the way they're going. I thought they'd be at least at 11. Email from Lisa in Niagara Falls, New York. Hi, Rick. It's Lisa from Niagara Falls, NY. I was at the game today, and there was a great energy in the donut box tonight. The first drive was lots of fun to watch with Schultz throwing the long bomb. Even though we settled for 3 after that first drive, I felt like a great start to the game. We just never seem to get any momentum throughout the game. We need to regroup during the bye week and get ready for our next game. If we go 0-4... then it is time to ring the alarm bells. As for now, Lisa writes, it was a fun season opener and love seeing my friends back in the hammer, even with the rain throughout the game. Keep up the great work and love listening to the fifth quarter for another year. Lisa, thank you very much. All right, back to the phones we go. Who's been waiting the longest? Corey has been waiting the longest, nearly half an hour. Corey, apologies. Welcome to the fifth quarter.
No apologies, Rick. Thanks for hanging on for me, waiting for me to get out here.
Hey, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Let's go through something here, and I guess I've been waiting long enough to talk about it, but I want to talk about the people that showed up to support our Ticats tonight. It's our home opener, Section 101. We're talking about the Blitz Box. We're talking about the Section 101 crew, the Bone crew, all those guys, the guys that show up, and there's somebody else that I'm talking about tonight. I have Melissa, I have Sharon, but one of the guys, Rick Lackis, tonight, he's been going through some health problems. He's a season ticket holder since the Ivor Wynn days, Section 22, Row 4, Row 5, Row 6, and I just want to shout him out first and foremost, because sometimes when we lose and when we don't play well, we're 0-3, we've done this before, okay? But the people that have shown up before, I think they deserve the shout-out first. I just want to show Rick, Sharon, Melissa, Drew, and their granddaughters, Chelsea, Colton, and everybody else. There's everybody else that I want to shout out first. And I just think that means something to me tonight.
Well, well said. Do you want to make them the player of the game?
I don't have a player of the game tonight. It was like last week. I called in late last week, and if you want to call Happy Father's Day, the dads, the dudes, the mums and dads, the grandkids, everybody that shows up to the game, it was rainy tonight. We're just here to support the Ticats, and when they come out like this, we make some big signings. We want to shore up the O-line, and we sign a quarterback for 3 years for $1 million, and then I'm pretty sure I can't name any of our DBs, and it comes down to it, and it's one of those things where our team just goes through the same cycle. Do you want us to be better, or do you want us to make a splash in the news?
Well, it has not worked in the win-loss column, that's for sure. Corey, hopefully they can repay your loyalty and the passionate fan base with a win next week. Appreciate the call tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
That is Corey. Let's go to Catherine before we go to break. Catherine's been waiting a while as well, and I really appreciate her doing so. Catherine, welcome to the fifth quarter.
Oh, yes. Good evening, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. It's a pretty sad state of affairs, this game, Rick. I've been going to the game since I was a teenager. My sister and I used to do the halftime shows. We were the Tigerettes. But I'm just, I like to say, this team, the coaching staff or whatever, there's too many changes every year with the players, I think. They don't get enough time to work together enough to, to play as a team, And I also think that they should have kept Evans for another year, I think, because I think they should have given him another chance. This other fellow, Bo, I think he's getting a little old, and I don't think he's going to be able to do the job.
It has been a tough start to the season, that is for sure. Catherine, do you have a player of the game tonight?
Yes, White.
Tim White, he had a phenomenal game.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, and I will say that you've taken down everyone through memory lane on being a member of the Tigerettes back in the day, and appreciate the call in. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
That is Catherine. We do have Phil on the line. Phil, hang on. We're going to do one final commercial break. We're going to get your thoughts on where this Ticats team is right now. More emails and texts as well. This is the fifth quarter. It is driven by Eastgate Ford. You're listening to 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old. You're listening to the fifth quarter. Powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Third and six from the Montreal 46. Matt Schultz, empty backfield, looks to pass to his right. It's picked off. It's picked off by Wes Sutton, and he's going down the sideline. It is a pick six. Wes Sutton scores the touchdown on the interception. And Montreal increases their lead. A 70-yard pick six for Wes Sutton. And it is now 34-12. With another convert coming up for Montreal.
And, well, that convert was good. Eventually, a 38-12 final score. Ticats losing at the hands of the Montreal Alouettes. Hamilton now 0-3 going into the bye week as we welcome you back to the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML. A couple of texts, a couple of tweets before we get to Phil on the line. Michael says, I agree with you, Rick. No major changes coming. I believe this team is already in the cap with the players, and on the football upside, this is the team we are stuck with. And Copa 21 says, OC and offensive plan isn't the issue. We have an issue with players not executing. That is on the shoulders of the head coach. Player of the game is a tie between Ticats and Pigskin Pete, Oski Wee Wee. All right, to the phones. Phil is on the line. Phil, how are you?
I'm not well.
I hear you. Go ahead, Phil. Okay. You still with us? Yeah.
Yeah. I will start by saying right from the top, our great caretaker, Bob Young, who's been a wonderful owner for this team, has too much trust in his management. And starting with Mitchell, that whole organization needs to be blown up. He has far too much faith in all of his executives, and he has far too many executives who do nothing. If Mitchell doesn't do something and get rid of Orlando and that whole bunch of coaches, then we're in big trouble. And I'll tell you where the trouble really begins and ends. We have a Grey Cup we're holding a Grey Cup this year. We had one 2 years ago. The fans are tight. They're close to it. We fall down like we're going to fall down. This team next year is going to be in massive trouble. There will be an exodus of fans to the exits. Because, let's face it, what we're seeing is absolute garbage. Orlando is nothing but a good guy, quotes his players and talks about his players as being they put in a great effort. But you know what? There's no discipline. No discipline on this team. Our secondary is absolutely terrible. They bring in this character from the Argos, number 24, I believe, who pushed the Montreal player to the ground at the end of the game. He's the one that got into the trouble a couple of years ago with the fans. He's trouble. He's a pain in the ass. You know, he's nothing but an aggravating kind of guy. That unless things are going well, he's not happy. We've got too many of those guys. And yet Orlando says, oh, we'll correct it. We'll do this. We'll do that. You know what? Your management needs to be blown up, starting with Orlando. And if Mitchell can't do it, then Mitchell has to go as well.
Phil, that was a great set of comments. I want to ask you for your player of the game as well. I like to ask all the fans to vote for their player of the game. Who do you got?
It's pretty tough to say, but you got to give it to Leggio, of course, because he's the only one who put points on the board.
He had a great game. He's had a pretty good stint so far as a member of the Ticats. Phil, appreciate the call. Love the passion. Thanks for chiming in.
You got it.
Phil, not holding anything back. He wants to see some changes, and changes now. And I think most fans want to see those changes being made. Let's go to the text line. I got a text from Jack at 905-645-3221. He says, "Hi, Rick. The game is won and lost in the trenches. The O-line is not good enough. We could have Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, or Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, but they wouldn't be able to do anything with the protection on the line." That text from Jack. Here's another text from Rob, who says, "The problem begins and ends with Coach O. His priority seems to be being a best friend to the players. I don't understand. Every time the camera pans to him on the sidelines, he is seen laughing and smiling. You're losing the game. How can you be smiling? Use this bye to fire and find a new coach, or else hosting this year's Grey Cup will be a wasted opportunity." That text from Rob. Got a text from Chris, who says, "Hamilton's inability to score touchdowns on their first two drives and settling for field goals early was huge. And to me, the turning point was Chandler Worthy's 77-yard punt return seemed to suck the life out of the Ticats. As for Chris Edwards, not too much to say about his behavior at the end. Let's give Montreal credit for playing a solid road game at Tim Hortons Field." Here's a text as well. I'm not sure of the name. Oh, I think it's coming from Dave. Dave says, "The team is lacking creativity and the element of surprise. Maybe they should apply an AI algorithm to design their plays for them." A text from Dave at 905-645-3221. I'm not sure artificial intelligence can even help the Tiger Cats tonight. Or this season thus far. Email from Anthony. Anthony writes, "Rick, I hate to say it, but that panic button looks pretty nice right about now. I can't say anything positive here other than we had a good turnout tonight. Player of the game goes to the fans for showing up and practically selling out the season opener." That email again from Anthony. Also got an email from Bill in Burlington. Bill writes, "One thing this game clarified is that Schiltz is not the solution, as many thought after last week's loss. Your assessment at the start of today's fifth quarter was bang on. All facets of the game needs improvement. I was particularly frustrated by Steinbach's ability to and reliability to pick up 5+ yards each carry. Cats could not stop him even when everyone knew the play was going to him. The team is in trouble between poor play, significant injuries, and undisciplined penalties. Use this off week for a reset and must win three of our four games in July versus Ottawa, Edmonton, and Toronto, Bill, in Burlington. Great commentary, Bill. I cannot argue with some of the things that you said there. That is for sure. We've got some work to do in terms of our fifth quarter awards here. We'll start with the big play of the game. Well, I think we got to go with, and I know I hate to say it, but Chandler Worthy's 77-yard punt return for touchdown flipped this game on its head, and it was all Montreal after that. Player of the game voted by you, the fans, here on the fifth quarter. This one seemed to be a bit of a toss-up. Some votes for Tim White, Mark Leggio, Teddy Laurent, Jeff Reinbold's facepalm from last week even got a vote. But Ticats fans who stuck it out through the rain watching this home opener tonight gets the win for player of the game. And the fifth quarter fan of the night tonight. A lot of passion tonight, a lot of energy, a lot of, well, disappointment, obviously. Bob is our fifth quarter fan of the night. We had some tremendous calls, emails, tweets, texts, Facebook messages. Boy, oh boy, I can't thank you Ticats fans enough each and every time after the Ticats play for spilling out your guts, making your emotions known, not holding back as well. And that's what this show is all about, hearing from you, allowing you to get these thoughts and emotions off your chest. And we'll do it all again after the Ticats take on the Ottawa Redblacks Saturday, July the 8th. Pregame show on CHML begins at 6. Kickoff is at 7. We'll be on the air with the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.